Just not hearing everything, which is impossible,
Oh.
mind you, but it's still.
It is one of those wild things with the music that it is an impossible well to get into now. 'Cause there are
Yeah.
times there's just like I don't 'cause Spotify definitely suggests different bands on the heavy spectrum than I get when I'm listening to liquid metal on Sirius XM.
Yeah. Well, they've all like XM and all that. I haven't had it in a long time, but I know a lot of it now is like contracted, so they can't like there's only certain songs they can play now. They keep costs down, and it's the weirdest thing. So
Oh,
it's just like it's not.
I still can't imagine the cost of metal songs is all that high in comparison to some
Yeah,
others.
but I mean, yeah, but I just mean in general though, like even like the pop
Yeah.
stuff, like it's a weird time for the music industry because it's so easily accessible. Like, I don't know how anyone makes it big now without having like iHeartRadio dragging them. Then push them in front of everybody. Like the record company has their
Oh.
person. iHeartRadio is like, all right, we'll partner in with it. And the funniest thing is like Spotify's, good or bad, has opened my ears up to a lot of new stuff. And I've gone to these shows. Well, have you ever tried their AI DJ?
Oh no, because I don't like their that's one of those things where like when they suggest stuff I'm like you don't get my taste. And that's why I'm kind of there are times where I'm just sitting there like, yeah, I want a gatekeeper. Thank you very much. Like I want someone to help pre-check some of this stuff. I don't want Spotify just throwing random shit on. And then that's the other problem. Half the time I'm like, guys, I don't have the fucking time to be just stopping what I'm doing and like say that I don't like this song and get this band off of this
Yeah.
list. Like I'm like, what the fuck, guys? I'm just trying to get work done here. Like I don't have
Yeah.
all day to monkey with this. Like if we were in our tw like this would be one of those things. Like if we were in our 20s, like I probably would have worried about it. But now it's just like fuck off, guys. Like I don't have that much free time, and if
Yeah.
I do have free time, I don't want to spend it just editing every fifth song on the Spotify playlist you put together for me. Like I have better
Well,
things to do with my day.
the playlist is fine. It's the d like that's okay. That usually has stuff I don't mind in there.
Oh,
But the DJ thing kills me. It's an AI voice. So for the music I listen to, hearing a black guy, his voice, the AI black guy talking about Rickshaw Billy's Burger Patrol, getting it down like they always do. And I was like, what? Okay, sir. I mean, I'm not against it, but I don't think
Yeah,
that's the
it just
terminology.
was not expected.
Yeah. He's like, this one comes back at you from what got you through 2023. I'm like, ooh, 2 years ago? And then all of a sudden, they're like, here's some selections we at Spotify think you'll like. Oh God, get the skip button ready. The first song caught on the way back from Durham on Saturday, Cardi B. What in the history of anything I listen to would Cardi B pop up? And did I listen? No. So, and then it was like something else. Something, I was like, you know what? Never mind. Kill the DJ. Back to me picking my own stuff out. And it is funny hearing it have to say some of these names though. Like I've been listening to the Viagra Boys a lot. It's just they're weird, and that's why I like it. It's like there's punk elements, techno, not techno, EDM. He rambles like a drunk half the time, and it's like this is bizarre stuff. And then they play saxophone. The saxophone's like one of the lead instruments. So I was like,
Oh.
okay, I mean, I'm liking it, but just to hear like the DJ come out, yeah, next up is Viagra Boys. I'm like, okay.
You just want to keep it for the DJ. Like you just want the
It
DJ to
really,
come in and do that.
yeah, it, I really,
That would be great, honestly. Because there is something that and maybe it's just because we grew up with DJs and everything being on the air. There is something weird when you're just straight listening to music. And I mean, I obviously do that on Spotify where it's I'll just well, I'm definitely in the minority where pretty much when I listen to anyone, I'm listening to the full album.
Yeah.
There's so many psychos that just skip songs, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, yeah, but then there's sometimes some of these albums, like,
Oof.
you guys should have cut some of these out. I don't see it too often anymore, but.
That was one of those things that it dawned on me more later, I think, when I started to notice like track numbers for different types of artists. And I'm just like, because I feel like I had a lot of friends who listened to rap who talked about skipping songs. I'm just like, huh? But then I looked at the track, like an album, and it's like 21 songs, and you're like, oh. And then you look at, a metal or a punk band, their song list is usually like 11, maybe 12 songs, and it's just like, oh yeah. And then even if you follow that further, there were at least some times where some of those the metal and punk bands were like, oh, here are the B sides that we thought about putting on there, and you're just like, oh yeah, this is a good choice, you should not have put this on your album. Like, and I guess if they had just done that, I would have had more skippable songs. Like, I think it was just like I kind of looked at it later and I'm like, man, I think it's just more like a choice of, do you want to throw out your whole catalog that you decided to come up with for this album, or do you just pre-prune it yourself and put out the best stuff?
Yeah, and that's the one thing, like Rammstein's coming out with a box set of all their singles. Each single is on 145 for vinyl. Do you know how annoying that would be to listen to? I mean, wait, what? And it's like they
Just
have beat.
continuously loops,
Yeah, you
or
have to get
is it literally only one song, like the old
one
school
song per side.
singles?
Yes. You have to get up, flip it to listen to the other side. 33 of them or 45 of 45, 45 LPs.
Oh my
And I
gosh.
went, that's nonsense. And it was like 400 or 500 bucks. Like the box set's really cool, but I'm like, no. Like you put a vinyl record on, and I've heard someone else describe this, and they're right. You've made a choice to listen to it, because you can't just get up and hit a button to skip a song, or
Oh,
you have to, like, you're stuck. Well, you're not
yeah,
stuck, but you're not sitting there. There's no remote to press and move on. But I can't imagine doing that. 4 minutes later, got to get up and flip the thing over, like, and then shuffle through, like. I know it's just a collector's piece, but whatever. Like, that just seems obnoxious.
that seems kind of wild to me. Like, it's just like, why not just. Yeah, if you actually want people to play it, it put it on
Yeah. And
two
that's why
big
I just wondered.
vinyls.
I don't think they wanted to. So,
Yeah,
but.
the whole collector's aspect of things is just wild too.
Oh, it really is. Yes. I mean, I've got plenty of shit I don't need. Plenty. Because, like, Manor Astro Man came out with 45, so I just watch my shit. But, like, all their BBC sessions and live sessions that they had the ownership of, and they put all of them out on vinyl. Do I need that? No. Did I buy it? Of course I did. So it's good. It's good, but.
The living remnants of White Zombie there. If
Yes.
she's still in that band, I would assume she is.
Wait, no, Manor Ashman was the surf band from Knoxville. Who are you thinking of?
Shaunya Salt joined
Oh, I don't remember.
And I'm trying. I thought it was Man or Astro Man.
Let's see.
So,
Oh, she's on now. Right now, she's on Star and Dagger. It's a cool name. Let's see. Post White Zombie. She was in the Cramps. Yeah, she's in the Cramps. Yeah.
oh, why did I think that she was in a surf band for some reason
Well,
afterwards?
she does do surf music. That's in here. Just not
Okay.
sure what band that would be. I guess the Cramps. I can't say I'm familiar with them or listen to them.
No, I haven't either.
Yeah.
Oh man, and she's man, she's been in galleries all over the place. Good for her. Okay, well, yeah,
Yeah.
that's wrong then. I thought it was Man or Astro Man that she was in for some reason
No.
or another.
No, they used to have a female ba they had a female bass player for a while, but that band's always been the three guys and then rotating people out. So,
Oh.
and they were always a little bit different too, because they wrote their own stuff and then would do covers, but the stuff they'd write was always space tinged and really reverb and fuzz and everything, because Steve Albini produced most of their stuff. So it was always like that weird dichotomy of like, space is supposed to be science fiction and clean and futuristic, and it just kind of sounds kind of a mess sometimes. So I was like, oh, that's pretty cool, like Alien. But
Oh yeah, I do listen to Man or Astro Man every now and again due to my surf addiction.
they actually have like, I don't, most of the time I don't think covers are better than the originals. There are some exceptions. They do a cover of Manta Ray by the Pixies that I fucking love. I like it better than the Pixies version, but that's hard to find now. So even on Spotify, if they've got one live version of it, there's no recorded version for some reason. I don't know why. So
Interesting.
yep. But I guess we should talk about wrestling, huh?
Oh yeah, I
Enough.
guess we could say what the you recorded one.
Yeah,
What the what?
1095 was Chris and I.
So this is Stunt Granny Audio 1096.
Yeah.
Kevin DeFranco, Jeremy
Yeah. So, but
Mays.
before we get into wrestling, I do need to, it's wrestling related. So, I do need to ask you something, and I'll be serious for a sec. When I die, okay, if I go before you, okay, I've already said I want to be cremated. I want to be around. No reason for it.
There is not.
I wanted to be shot off into a rocket. That's not gonna, or in fireworks rocket. That's not gonna happen. That's fine. I accept that. So just whatever. I don't even care what you do with my ashes, to be honest. I'm gone. But
Yeah.
if you don't give me a send off the way they did this Charlie Kirk guy, I'll be pissed. And I'm gonna find a way to be the first person to ever come back and haunt somebody, because I saw his poor wife walk out on stage. They were shooting off pyro like fucking Goldberg. I know people made fun of it, and they were like, "Can you believe this?" And you know what? Yes, I can. I want that. Like, I've never, look, you can take good from bad, dude, and this is definitely one of those cases. So I want you to promise me someone shooting off fireworks. Like, if you go up to do a eulogy, if you're going to say words about me or something, I want cold fucking sparklers in your hands, something. I want pomp and circumstance. That shit was awesome. I don't care. But please, if people are going to talk, at least let them know what who I am. 'Cause that was something else.
I
So,
mean, anything that you tell me is going to be news to me because, in no way, shape, or form
did
did
you not
I.
see this?
No.
Did I didn't send you the videos? Like, people are adding
No.
Goldberg's music to her walking out.
Oh, no. How did you not send that to Chris and
Oh
I?
my God. It, hang on. We can talk. I'll find it. It's the most amazing thing. This lady who is a widower, I don't care about any of the other stuff. She's a widower. They're having a celebration thing in an arena, which I know I can't fill an arena. I understand that. But a room would be fine. A room with an outdoor place so you can shoot off fireworks for me. But She walks out on stage. You know, this lady is clearly grieving. And there, it's, they walks out on stage, and of course,
In the worst way, in the weirdest way possible, I hope so. You know, it's one of those.
okay, this doesn't seem like this was her idea by her body language. So I get the feeling this, like, among like most political things, it was all just put on. So
Oh,
this,
what?
yeah, this poor lady walks out and she's like looking like, what the fuck is this? You can just see it in her face. Like, she looks like, so she turns to look to a crowd, an arena of people, and it's nothing but those straight up fire, like fire stacks. And then the president's standing down there and he starts talking like he doesn't even know who, why he's here, which we're not going to get into that. The whole point is
Yeah,
this guy
you want
died.
fireworks
I
of
want pomp and
at
circumstance.
your pomp and circumstance at your funeral.
I want loud music.
It's
I want drinking.
still.
I want a party and I want some goddamn explosions. I don't care what you say about me. I don't care any of that because I can't hear. But I'll hear if there's not all that stuff. I'll find a way. I'm telling you now and
Okay.
I'm asking you. That's all, it's all I'm asking for.
Okie dokie,
I don't
pomp and
need nothing.
circumstance.
Yes.
Got it.
Yes. So now we get into wrestling.
Well,
Speaking of pomp and
yeah,
circumstance.
well, there was absolutely none for because this is news slash storyline. Holy smokes. The way Jasmine Nix was written off TV was brutal. Like, I put it online. Tony D throwing dimes into the river was less cold than this. I was just like, oh my, like, I think that it's probably good for both of them to be that bitchy. But also I'm like, oof, like this is kind of a weird thing. And I, yeah, it's kind of a weird situation. I ended up seeing her video about being well, not even she's not even really released. She's just not renewing her contract.
Yeah, they said they off. She said they offered her one, and she turned it down, which
Yeah,
is fair game. You know, that's how it works. Because apparently, they were only making $80,000 a year down there.
yeah, I mean,
So, yeah.
you know, I can understand. Like, I don't know how much the Icelandic women's soccer league pays per year. But she did mention, you know, other opportunities that have been around. And I'm like, yeah, you know, if you realize it's not for you, and I do think that that's one of those things that if you want to be a critic of the NIL stuff, a lot of these people do have a chance to walk away to do something else if they want to.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously things didn't work out with Gable Steveson either, as much as he wanted them to.
Or his brother.
Or his brother.
What was his name?
So, not Gable Steveson.
It wasn't Stevenson, that's for sure.
No. No, I forget what it was. I don't know. Mullet Boy.
Yeah, because he was actually making headway. And
Yeah,
then he
he seemed.
wasn't. And then he was
Yeah.
gone.
Yeah, he was making headway and then they released him, which was kind of weird.
Yeah.
Was it Damien? No.
Damian Kemp?
Damon Kemp.
Damian Kemp. That's it. So yeah, I knew Kemp was the last part. So
There we go. Got to put together there
yeah.
without without looking on
Yeah,
Wikipedia.
yes.
I
But yeah,
will
no, the
impress
Jasmine
myself.
Nix thing, like she got like taken out. I was like, damn. All right, so she's gonna be the baby face now. Oh, no, she's not. Okay. I mean, it's.
No, it's either going to be a two-woman group or they'll add a third. You know, I think the three of us talked about it a little bit, but so it's a little bit of a precursor here, in some ways. Jasmine Nix didn't get any time in the ring.
No.
So that's the other thing where it's always it's one of those things to me where you don't know what happens for sports wise, what happens in practice, and this in wrestling's the same way, where you have no idea what's going on a day-to-day basis,
Right.
and they have more information than we ever will. So it's just like, if I'm kind of reading things one way, they've at least got to be, to me, they've at least got to be looking at it that way.
Yeah. Well, the fact is they wanted her back, but
Oh.
she said financially it didn't work out, it didn't make sense. But yeah, but like everything, the bad thing about talking about her, I guess this is one of the first times that we know from NXT where they turned down a contract. And I say that we know. It could have happened for
Oh.
other people, but she got ahead of it and said, "Yeah, I'm not coming back. This is why." It didn't sound like it was she, to her credit, did not sound bitter like some
Oh,
people
no.
can. Also, she's not going to OnlyFans. She did verify that. She's not doing OnlyFans. For those who, you know. And
Yeah.
as she was talking about, though, she had four knee injuries,
Yeah, yes.
multiple concussions. She broke her nose. I was like, holy crap. In the 3 or 4 years she was there, that's a lot. And it may just be like, yeah, this isn't worth it. Like, no.
Oh yeah, there's another one that I just started following her Instagram because I think I had seen stuff online on Twitter there. What's her name? Blew out her ACL again. Rizzo.
Yes, poor Rizzo.
And the fact that she's still continuing that that accent and doing a cooking show on her Instagram is
Yes.
fucking hilarious.
Yep.
So I'm like, yeah, you know what? I'm just gonna start following you just to like this because it's dumb and you should get some credit for it at least doing the on-screen thing. You know, like I would imagine it'll help. But but another one that again, like now, I because was the other ACL surgery pre-WWE though for her, I
I would
believe.
guess so. Yes, I would guess so.
I want to say that that was when she was running track or something. So, anywho, but she also had at least one other injury that Rizzo at least had one other injury that we know of. You know, something, and that's the other thing. Like, you don't know what these people's bodies are telling them either. Four knee
Yes.
injuries, multiple concussions, and a broken nose. It's like, is this worth 80K? Like, if. Even if the Icelandic soccer does not pay any better, if you're sitting there going, I played for 3 years or whatever and without injury and
Yeah.
collected a paycheck, like maybe I should go do that and not completely wreck my body in the meantime.
Yeah, and but it really is like, well, is 80,000 enough if that was what she was getting, right?
Yeah.
Well, at the same time, that's a lot of money, and if it leads to opportunity, like, is it like, I guess the under, not, I don't know if we
That's
call it an
always the big
undercut.
thing is the opportunity. I mean, I think the WWE specifically sells opportunity,
Still, but in
just
a different
because,
way than Vince did, for
yeah.
sure. Yeah, and I think that's the thing. Like, I don't remember any Jasmine Nix merchandise. And again, this isn't bagging on her. These are just the facts of it all. I don't remember any Jasmine Nix merchandise,
I don't feel like there's a lot of
t-shirts.
NXT merch in, or at
Not
least I don't.
for under people. I'm sure there's a
Yeah.
Fallon Henley shirt or something.
I would
But
imagine she got one when she was a champion.
I would think, and I actually think that's where that's going. I don't think Lola Vice
Oh.
wins tomorrow, or no, not tomorrow, Saturday. I don't think Lola Vice
Oh.
wins. I think it's going to be Fallon Henley that beats JC Jane, because my God, I would hope so. She's constantly bad mouthing Jasmine Nix and Fallon Henley. Well, why are you still
Oh,
hanging around her?
is it a three-person match?
No, I just mean after Lola Vice loses, that
Oh,
Fallon Henley's gonna be the one to do it.
oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, not great to knock out the champion on the show before the pay-per-view.
Yeah. Well, especially when I didn't she get a pin on her again or another upper hand somewhere else? So she's gotten two up on her. That's never good, you know? Especially, I mean, I know
Yeah.
they're still trying to say JC Jane's the most beatable champion, which that's not true, by the way. She has.
Well, and she even outlined it. It's just like, I've been champ for 100 days now. It's like, yeah, like I'm not gonna, she's not Gunther yet, but
Yeah.
3 months is something. I mean, they haven't really thrown a whole lot at her, to be honest about it, but
Well, I mean, she remember she had the TNA title. She beat who was like their really rough and tumble champ with
yeah,
well,
Slamovich.
Masha Slamovich.
Who has her own news if we feel like getting
Ugh,
into
I don't. That
it?
whole story is so fucked for me. It's
Yeah, like I suppose I did not read the accuser's text. So I'm not
right.
completely sure.
And like the whole thing, Chris and I talked about it briefly. From what I read, and I've kept up, that she was abusive to a wrestler named Akira, who was her boyfriend. While he was confiding in somebody else. Hey, this is what's going on. And this is what I'm gathering from this. Well,
No.
the person he was confiding in had enough and released all of their messages without permission. So,
Oh, okay. I guess I did catch that part of the
yeah.
story too, that the guy was, or Akira was like, I just want to move along here, people. Like this,
Yeah.
it's a non-issue for me at this point.
Yeah, well, they say that. I don't think that's true. Because, and then Masha put out like her thing, saying, "Hey, you know what? I take responsibility for my actions, blah blah blah." But it was mutual. It's like, can you just say, like, don't say that. Just say, which I know
Yeah.
she like she save she's watching her own ass with that. But just say, I take responsibility for my actions, and I'm trying to be better. You know, at least address it. Because I
Yeah.
mean, TNA's removed her from everything. WWE said they didn't want her at the invasion angle. She wasn't there.
Oh.
Well, I guess how that story went was WWE didn't tell TNA to tell her not to come, but TNA knew WWE didn't want her there, so they told her not to go. Okay. But then,
I mean, it's slightly different things that lead to the same result.
yeah, and I mean the thing is, this is always my problem with this sort of thing, is that this has been going on. People knew her contract's coming up soon.
Oh.
Now all of a sudden the stuff starts coming out, and I guess you can look at it as a measure of revenge for the way she's been acting. So I can't exactly absolve somebody from doing it this way, but the timing is what it is. And then also, more people are coming out talking about how abusive Masha Slamovich was. Okay, where the fuck have you been? You know, like I know someone has to start, but if all of
Right.
these people have all of these accounts of this person being terrible, I mean, come on.
Hey, yeah, it's always surprising when you don't hear that stuff. Like, especially, I feel like wrestlers are very complainy. So I'm kind of shocked that it wasn't out. Like, she's been a name for TNA for long enough that it's
Yeah.
surprising that it wasn't out there at some point. Just, yeah, I mean, she's been a name for what, 5 years now or something like that?
Yeah, I mean she was a big indie person. She is the Jersey
Yeah.
Championship Wrestling Champion. She's been that for over a year now. I mean, she's on all the events. I think it was not 40. Yeah, it was. Yeah, 40. That was in Philly, right? Yeah. She
Oh.
was on five different cards in one day. Like she was all over the place. So she was a name that was coming up. Well, where were you guys then saying how abusive she was? Like, I don't know. It
Hey,
this
well,
stuff.
yeah, and it's one of those ones where it's, yeah, why did you kind of question why people hired her if she was that much of a pain in the ass?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not
Yeah,
saying she didn't do anything. She clearly admits that she was, that she did.
yeah, when you
But it's
admit
like,
to guilt, it's just like, oh, okay.
yeah. But why did it go on so long when everybody had evidence? You know?
Yeah, and it feels like there's enough, yeah, it's one of those things where it's just like it feels like there are enough safeguards where you can come up with this stuff, but the same cycle still hits where it's just like everyone for some reason or another puts up with it. And then, like you said, kind of it all ends up getting dumped out all at one time.
Right. But the bad thing is, like something like this, it's only gonna be in the news cycle for a little bit until somebody else messes up. 'Cause, Gail Kim started the week saying she didn't like Rio's, she didn't like Rio the one time she saw her, and she didn't like death matches. Well, everyone got mad at her for it. Okay, death matches are fucking dumb. She's right. It's just two idiots hitting each other with light tubes. Yay.
Yeah, there is not typically a lot of psychology and or logic to those.
Yeah, it not anymore. I mean, not that they were before, but I mean, every GCW event's got to have a death match on it, and it's the same goddamn thing all the time. Just hitting each other with light tubes. Oh, here comes a table. Here comes a not a table, a door. Well, a door's been used 1,000 times. Now they've got this little, I don't even know what it's called. It's a square with little spikes on the bottom of it, and they put on people's foreheads and like punch it in or on the top of their head.
Oh yeah, I was waiting for you to talk about the tax.
Tax, sure. But it's like, it's
Lego
constantly been
bricks.
elevating. Yeah, it's.
It definitely gets numbing to watch that stuff. It's
Yeah.
just like okay.
Yeah, and
Like yeah, it feels like it's just gone beyond where it needs to go. Evidently, there are people that still enjoy it because, yeah, there's still at least people that
well,
attend these shows, but,
yeah, but
oh
do you want
boy,
65
those
people at
are.
like a death match or 200 people at like wrestling matches? You know, one's gonna draw more money, and
Yeah.
without like, I'm gonna be really critical of this, but I'd like the GCW ones. All it is just. It's like Matt Tremont seems like a nice dude. He's so scarred up and so beat up on his forehead from this stuff. He's got like a living hematoma on his goddamn forehead.
Oh, gross.
So, and like, even if you go like just brush like the boom, starts bleeding. And I'm like, that's not good. Stop. Like, go to the hospital. Don't wrestle for a month or two. But he's like their ultimate death, gore, whatever champion. It's like, so, you're in the Showboat Casino Hotel Resort, one of the ballrooms in front of 50 people, stapling your ball. Like, he doesn't do that, but taking a pizza
Yeah,
cutter from
I
people. He's just
mean,
dumb.
we went to GCW came here twice within a fairly short time period, and I mean, they were not playing a large venue.
Yeah. And.
You know, I would say like a max of 500
I mean,
is the
that's
venue they were at.
respectable for a traveling indie, but I don't think it was sold out. I mean,
I don't think it was
yeah.
either.
So, but it's like you can appeal to something. You can
Yeah.
appeal to like a smaller genre, or because I always tell Chris this. He hates GCW stuff. When they have matches, they're good. But then they've always have to devolve into some other nonsense. That you just throw your hands up like, now here goes this show. And it's the same criticisms I'll have of AEW or NXT or whatever if they do this dumb shit. AEW more so because they just love people bleeding, but
Yeah, there is not as much weaponology in the WWE to complain about.
not too much, no, but I guess we can move to AEW.
Oh, well, I mean, are we gonna completely skip out on NXT then? Since we had started with Miss Nix,
Well, the
or
NXT show to me this week was just like,
especially
okay.
since they do have a pay-per-view or a PLE.
Yeah,
I'm
on
sorry.
Peacock, by the way. We can't cancel Peacock till the end of the year. And,
Yeah.
but yeah, but it's like, I
Good
don't
news
think.
is through the end of football season for the most part.
Yeah, but it's like that the show to me didn't really hype up No Mercy at all. We have Jordynne Grace and Blake Monroe and a weapons match, I believe.
Yeah, I mean, they had a segment for that.
Yeah, so that's fine, but okay. And then we have Ricky Saints and Obafemi for the title,
I
right?
learned more about Ricky Saints in this episode than I have the entire time he's been on TV otherwise.
Yeah, I like the segment, but like, okay,
Yeah.
so it's not that there was bad stuff on this show, but it was so buried with all the TNA stuff going on.
Yeah,
And
the TNA shadow loomed over the whole show for sure. Because they kept on making a big deal out of it. They kept on talking about people arriving. They kept on going to insert shots of people arriving. It definitely did, even though they had a pay-per-view or a PLE here. Jeez, making the same mistake.
It's all right.
Minutes apart. Yeah, like it definitely did. Like, even though there was stuff on there, it kind of overshadowed it. Even though they did a pretty decent, I shouldn't say pretty decent, they did a perfect job, at the end of the show with the TNA and NXT Brawl and Ricky Saints and Obafemi, meet. There, surrounding the championship.
Yeah, all right. That's the only part of that I liked. That invasion thing was stupid. The way they filmed it, you couldn't tell who was who. Chris pointed that out, I think. So when I went back and
Oh.
watched, I'm like, this is just a blur of people. Like, who are these people? If you don't watch TNA.
Well, not only that, it's just like because they went to that aerial shot, also, it's just like you're just kind of seeing bodies move around. You're not
Right.
really seeing faces. So, I mean, I do think that the camera choice played into that some too. It kind of showed you how much of the chaos was going on. And then that also, like, as dumb as it is sometimes, where you're just like, why would you all wear like the same co-branded shirt if you're coming in to attack? But you know,
It's
it gives you a
wrestling.
delin. Well, yeah, it's wrestling, and it gives you a delin. It gives the fans like us a delineation of, you know, what the hell they're doing,
Yeah. Oh, especially because there's a whole lot
or
of who's
who's
that?
who, I should
Who's
say.
that? Who's that?
Yeah.
Like on both sides.
Yeah, if everyone had a NXT shirt on or a TNA shirt on and they were all like red and the other one's fucking green or whatever, you know, it's just like, oh, okay. And then you get the idea. 'Cause I mean, even didn't the Radicals have t-shirts, I want to say,
Probably. That's.
you know, like everyone's had some type of identifier, you know, the Shield kind of did their tactical gear kind of vibe that they had going on. I even feel like the Outsiders kind of had their own, obviously had their own vibe to them. Like, I don't know, because they came up with the uniform later, I guess, with the NWO t-shirt that pretty much everyone wore out to the ring, I feel like, later on. But yeah, like it is kind of funny. Like it's dumb and merchy, but having people, you know, being able to identify who is TNA and who is NXT would have been kind of helpful. And I don't know why I'm rooting for one or the other, to be completely honest with you,
I
either.
mean, I guess if you're watching NXT, you're rooting for TN, you're rooting for NXT. I think that's what you're supposed to get across. Well, that's not how that works. Like, this is the whole thing's dumb. Like, what's
Oh,
TNA mad about? You guys lost the title, you know? Like, win it
yeah.
back.
And it's just like, as much as everyone doesn't know everything, it's just like, guys, we know that TNA is not really going to invade. Like, we all know that you guys have a working relationship here. So,
Yeah,
yeah.
I do wonder the amount of people that watch NXT if they are like, oh my God, this is crazy. Another company's like on the show. Like,
That would
you
be
know.
interesting to find out for those not particularly in the know.
Yeah. But what's like what's funny to me though was when they did show TNA people, like I say this, there's a reason they're in TNA. I mean, it didn't exactly flood the eyeballs with star power. You know?
What you
Frankie
mean?
Kazarian being front and center would be one of them. So there's that. I mean,
Yep, he is not going to be making the jump to the WWE.
no, well, he was there a long time ago. And it's just like being older doesn't help, and being generic looking doesn't help. I mean, he's not, he doesn't stand out. He's like, who let this guy in? And then you've got like Eddie Edwards, who, okay, whatever, like he's turned
Oh my
himself
gosh.
into.
Yeah, I was just like, what happened to like
Yeah.
he went from too small to like this guy needs to get away from the dinner table.
And that, okay, so remember when Drew McIntyre, he was in character. And he was saying, he's like, yeah, I see all these indie guys on the indies. And he's like, have you guys heard of a fucking gym? He's like, do you watch what you eat? And then you look and he's like, he's not wrong. So was he in character or not? Like, not every person,
No.
we've said, not every person has
Oh.
to look the same. But goddamn, look athletic for a second, you know? Because if all of you looked like slobs and you're athletic, well, it's not special. So,
Oh.
you know,
Yeah, and it's just the general sports thing now too to
yeah,
be in better. Like it's just I'm sorry, like
people hate.
if you it, the Yeah, insert sports here player that we watched growing up, definitely had roughly 10% more body fat on their system, at least,
Yeah,
than
yes,
any modern athlete. And it's
yeah.
just like, I'm sorry, and I mean it kind of goes back to it, where you're in a visual medium, and that stuff is being visually pleasing is important to your
Yeah, and like
job.
you can
It is
give up.
not to my job
Yeah, and that
necessarily.
old adage of, and by the way, I'm no model, but I'm also not on television. It's not my job. So I lift for to be strong. I don't lift for the beauty aspect of it, and I'm doing a good job with both because I ain't getting any prettier. So. You know, it's coming from there, but it's like, you know, that all that bullshit where like all your money is made with your face, that's bullshit. You know, like,
Oh,
well, Kamala didn't make money
it's
with his face. He made money with that, the whole presentation. He was allowed to
yeah.
look like that because he was from deepest, darkest Africa. So, yeah.
Oh man,
Wrestling's so
wow. How
awesome.
did we get to, like, sometimes I'm like, it all made sense when we were talking about it, but I was like, we went from the invasion angle, somehow ended up talking about Kamala being, oh, Eddie
Yeah, the
Edwards being
present, the
out
whole
of shape.
presentation, the, like the lack of star power. I mean, that's no wonder Joe Hendry stands out so much, or even like Mike Santana. He's got a certain look about him that does stand out.
Oh,
Even
yes.
in the midst of all that, but
Yeah.
you
Even though
know,
he was the catalyst to the dumbest disqualification ever.
okay, was that even a disqualification, or was it when they started fighting, they threw the match out? Did they ever
Well,
say?
yeah. I mean, I guess
You know,
Santana was really the one that started it because you're allowed to touch people outside of the ring. So, I
when
mean,
whatever rule they conveniently want to use, you know. It's
Well, I mean, Santana wasn't in the match, so slapping him isn't really illegal for the referee, as far as the referee is concerned. Bad idea, surely.
okay, yeah, I mean that's not wrong either, but like the rest of
So
this
yeah,
show,
Santana did cause the DQ, really.
what started the show? Was this the Miles Bourne
Oh my gosh. That can be off, Mike. Yeah,
Pillman?
Miles, yeah, Alexis King.
Hey, this
Lights
match
out
wasn't
matchup.
bad. It wasn't
Oh.
bad. It just had that stupid lighting. And I'm like, you guys just robbed these guys because they beat the bejesus out of each other.
It was kind of a weird situation where they're like a lights out match, but we're gonna have a faint spotlight traveling with you the whole entire match.
Yeah, it's like that's not what a lights out match is, but
And
okay.
I do think that light spotlight and a little bit of surrounding light did help them quite a bit, because Shawn Michaels just seems to like, hey, what are all these old types of matches that they used to put on in the 80s and the early 90s, gimmick matches that we haven't used in, who knows how long?
Yeah.
And they're like, how about a lights out match? It's just like, oh yeah, like we haven't done that since like The Rock and what's it, and Mick Foley there,
Yeah.
Mankind.
Well, that was an I Quit match.
Oh, is that an I Quit?
Yeah. Well, you know what they haven't
Oh,
done
that
in
was
forever is a coal miner's glove match. When are we getting that? When's that coming back?
a I don't think that one's coming back.
Why not? We just got to find a coal miner, right? And we can do it that way. But yeah, like I just thought this did
you,
those
that
guys a
that doesn't have
disservice.
any corporate synergy, sir. You've got to have like a NASCAR race car glove
Well, they had
battle
one of the
now.
drivers there.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. You got
Yeah.
to have some corporate synergy if you're going to suggest that is the updated coal miner's glove angle. Like you got to have some type of corporate synergy thrown
Yeah, just crazy.
in.
But so there's that, the whole thing with a toxic attraction, Blake
Yeah.
and Sir Jordan Grace. I mean,
Oh yeah, because they kind of hyped. Because I was looking at the No Mercy thing too. It wasn't really the best hyping, probably because she's gonna lose. There's not a snowball's chance in hell that Lainey Reid beats Sol Ruka for the speed title.
that's fine if she does. It's the speed
And
title.
yeah,
Who gives a
yeah,
shit?
yeah. Even
Like,
if she does,
why?
I don't really care either.
Those matches, like, I hate the concept. You just keep going and going until you win. Well, isn't that every match?
They're trying extra hard because you really need to pin someone in 3 minutes. It's never made any sense. Like, I feel like it's the similar argument that we used to make for Survivor Series matches, where it's just like, hold on, why did the first guy lose in 1 minute and 5 seconds
Yes.
when I know I've seen him in 10 minute matches with the opponent that just
Yes.
beat him?
Well,
Like,
even what was the other one they had? The cup that's gone. The Heritage Cup. You have people losing in the first in 5 minutes and under 5 minutes in that, like getting pinned. And you're like, this is dumb. Like it's, you don't have fast matches anymore, so you can't have something based off of being fast. It's just kind of stupid. And yeah, the speed title is not necessary. I don't know why they brought it back, but
It was kind of weird. They really could, obviously they're not showing that on X anymore, so it's
no.
just like, yeah, just get rid of, like, that's one where it's like, yeah, you guys can just get rid of that title.
Yeah, no, was anyone going, hey, where's the speed title at? Like, no. No. But yeah, but like the whole show was just built around the final match that had nothing to do with the PLE on Saturday. And then it just ends. Yeah, the good Ricky Saints thing, don't get me wrong.
Yeah,
But
because there was the because other hype for the show was there was the Tavion Heights revealing himself as El Hijo,
sure.
Dr. Wagner Jr.,
Yeah.
who, okay, yeah, I
Yeah, just
think.
whatever. And then Sami Zayn got him a title shot or whatever. Or someone got him a title
yeah.
shot.
Yeah, I believe it was Sami
Yeah.
Zayn,
It's like, hey, Tavion Heights is not over. And if he even if he beats Ethan Page, they're not gonna cheer. That's just it's not set up for that. So
Yeah, they're trying to install him a little too high, it
they're
feels
installing him
like.
against the wrong guy. I mean, Ethan Page can still get booed and he'll still make him look good, but people aren't buying him. And it's just not I that whole disastrous we're the USA Olympian things, like wherever she went, that was bad. That was a bit like read the room, guys. You can't pair Chelsea with Ethan. It's not gonna work.
well, and that, yeah, Tavion Heights still, like, he had just won his freedom from Charlie Dempsey, and after losing a match, it's just like the guy needs a little more room to run here before.
Yeah.
Before he gets a championship shot, like or a believable one, because I feel like Paige is gonna win this one easily.
You think?
Yeah,
I don't know.
because I mean, it's another one of those, unless they really do bring him up to the main roster with the Chelsea Green act, it feels like he's down there to be that player coach
Yeah, but it seems like that's a
kind of
waste for him.
person.
You know, he's gotten himself like into a really good spot to where it's like, well, can he be used on the main roster though? Because we've seen other people go up and Carmelo still really hasn't found his footing. And he seemed like a no-brainer.
Yeah, like I would be in no hurry to go up. And I mean, and I know that you and I have talked about it. They have such a vacuum at the top of the men's division. Well, they're starting to fill up the top of the men's division. I think Ethan Page is part of it. You know, it's starting to stabilize after the what's this? You just said him. Oh, and I almost call him Trick Williams. Carmelo Hayes.
Carmelo, yeah.
Some of those other guys went up. And I mean, when we still, how bizarre is it that we haven't seen Tony D'Angelo again?
I think he's gonna be on later, like not in NXT. He'll be in,
No.
but it's like WWE now main does not have those like stopping points where you go, okay, now we can debut people, like they used to before. There's
Oh.
nothing like it's constantly from one to the next to the next, and it's pretty wild.
Yeah,
So
there isn't a lot of breathing room, and there are so many events that you really could be introduced at any time.
you gotta have a spot for him. And what's the spot right now? I mean, look, Damian Priest doesn't get a lot of run on TV right now. Where the hell's Sheamus at?
Oh, taking another break.
Yeah, I think Sheamus is actually off with his wife somewhere. He was on Instagram posting pictures. So I guess he got a
No.
vacation. And after that match, okay, that's all right.
Yeah, he comes in, has a few bangers, and then leaves for like another month or two. Like, good on him. If you can work that kind of schedule, God bless.
Yeah, that's what you want to do too. So it's like any of the call-ups, Trick, Trick's gotta go. I mean, it's getting ridiculous now. Like, okay. I wonder if roster cuts are coming again.
you got to get the TNA championship off before
Yeah.
he goes up, though, I
Yeah.
would imagine.
Do you? How crazy would that be?
I
I don't
hey,
agree.
T
But
T TNA does become the number two promotion if that ends up happening.
what a weird thing to say, by the way. Did you see that?
Yes.
That was just clearly him baiting, right? He was just screwing around. Because,
Yeah, he being Santino Marella.
yeah, people took it seriously. Like, it depends on what your TV deal is. Because I know AEW's struggling for ratings. They are on TNT and TBS. Those are two big stations, two big cable networks.
Oh,
So you can't get on there and
yeah.
go, hey, we're on BN Network and now we're the number two. It's like, that's not how it works. Like, yeah, you need something that's going to
Yeah.
pay you money, but.
Yeah, and I have an odd feeling they're not going to be able to shoot quite that as high as TNT and TBS.
No. I mean, well, I guess they could try Paramount because they have a, they've got a regular TV deal, which is the old Spike, which would be kind of a funny comeback,
Yes,
yeah, but it's like,
it would be.
yeah, I read that and I went, he's full of, he's just baiting people. He knows that's not true because AEW makes too much money, even though apparently they're allowed to look for a new TV deal. So,
Now that's a segue,
thank you. But that's also,
sir.
isn't that kind of concerning too? We've all like we always talked about they signed this deal, but they can get canceled at any time. So
It is kind of wild that what we spent the better part of like 6 months complaining about them getting a deal and Tony Khan saying that they were near a deal, and it's less than 6 months after that happened. And there's the possibility that they're going to be headed elsewhere. I'm just like, oh my gosh. Like, Tony Khan's got to be so tired of negotiating at this point. I guess it's to me, it would seem weird to want to move right now, honestly. Like, because they are getting their shows on Max, and their pay-per-views are on there now, also, correct?
Yeah, you got to buy the pay-per-views. And I just realized, let me back up for a second. I
Uh-huh.
said they'd go to Paramount. Well, Skydance Paramount is trying to buy Max and Warner Brothers. So they wouldn't necessarily have to go to the Paramount. They'd just be absorbed by them. So never mind that one. But
Oh, well, I thought you were talking about TNA going to Paramount, so.
yes. So I guess that could create its own problems too. But anyways.
It's still a lot of network to
Yeah.
have to put content on. To me, you could afford two wrestling shows if you want to go that route. Not sure you want to go that route, but you could.
Yeah, I don't think that's smart,
It
but no, it's like, yeah, TNA is not gonna be number two until they start making more money than the number two guys.
oh
That's just
yes.
how it works. Whoever's second in money, you're number two. So,
Yeah, this is pretty simple, people. Follow the money. Follow the money. So yeah, I guess you kind of segued a little bit into AEW there. Oh, from the
this show
lovely
was weird, right?
confines of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
I didn't hate this show. I went back and had it with the sound on after I watched the Tigers implode last night and then decided, oh, yeah, baseball games count. And then won today.
Hey, at least Paul Skeens didn't finish with a losing record. Also had a sub-2 ERA and didn't have a winning record, so there's
Welcome to Pittsburgh. Speaking of welcome to Pittsburgh,
that.
so I found this funny.
Yeah,
Hank,
I thought the show was fine. Like, I don't
yeah,
know. I
just
didn't
fine.
I didn't really have any problem. It was kind of funny. Like, I know that Chris was talking about audio issues. I didn't feel like it was that n as noticeable as he had made it sound. So I was like, I don't know. Like, it didn't sound perfect, but Also, I guess they've screwed up so much in the past that
Yes.
maybe I grade them on a curve in that department.
Yeah, and like the thing is, the first promo of the show is Hangman Page, and it sounds like he's in a paper bag. It's like, come on. And then he's saying one of the funniest lines ever. I want the best wrestler the city has to offer. And it's Lee Moriarty. Like, oh, Pittsburgh, come on, man. Like, Kurt ain't coming, we know. But it's still like, ah, he's the Ring of Honor pure champion.
And he has been for quite a long
What's
time,
that?
evidently.
Oh, cool.
He's another ROH champion that's gonna come on AEW TV and lose.
And lose. Yep.
It just it happens entirely too much.
Yeah.
They're like, I guess I understand the thinking, like, oh, this guy has credibility because he's a champion somewhere else, so he deserves this opportunity. And it's just like, nah, you're having your champion lose. Like, this is problematic.
You're having your champions constantly lose. She lost in the main event, too. It's just so dumb. But anyways, like
Oh,
this
yeah.
match was fine. Like whatever.
I forgot about that part.
Yeah, it's like whatever.
First match was the Gates of Agony versus Brodito.
For the tag team titles.
Yep.
Why? Next. Like so I this is like a problem. And
Oh, but you know why? I mean,
they beat the
Ricochet
Hurt
did it.
Syndicate in a
Yes,
six-man tag.
and they were and because what? Someone was hurt, so they couldn't go after the trios champ. Oh, Shibata was hurt.
Shibata, yeah.
So I
So
mean, they did explain why it ended up being a tag team match instead of
okay.
a.
Okay. Whatever. I don't give a shit. I don't care. Like Gates of Agony have been jobbers forever.
Oh
And
yeah,
then
this
they
is.
go into it, then they go and like what's the guy who got obliterated by Bobby Lashley like 2 weeks ago? I don't even know their
The
names.
Toa Leona is
Yeah.
the bigger guy.
Okay. Yeah, he's the guy that Bobby Lashley beat.
Bishop Khan is the one with
So
the shorter, and I believe he's the I yeah he has the dreads.
yeah, so it's like
So.
okay. All right then. But
Yeah, and then they lose again
exactly.
to
And like
Brodito.
you're trying to get this new group with Ricochet over. And
Yeah.
they lose. Like they have a big win and then lose. Remember when people used to complain about WWE doing that? Well, people need to start complaining about AEW doing the same thing. It doesn't make sense that you have your big breakout victory. And I know Ricochet pinned MVP. Okay. So it's not like they won anything, but they're still the guys that
Oh.
were in the match and won, and they come out.
You
So.
know, this I don't know what it was. Oh, I think it's because you were talking about the pay their actual pay-per-view. That was one thing that I did keep on thinking to myself when I was watching this show. It was one of the few times where I was just like, "Huh, I really feel lost because I didn't get this pay-per-view." Like there seemed to be so many kind of developments that ended up happening at the pay-per-view that I felt I was unaware of, because I don't even think I read the results of the pay-per-view.
There
Like
was so
that's
much going on football wise, I didn't care.
well,
So,
yeah, and I've had a lot of stuff popping up here on the calendar that is not wrestling related, and I
yeah,
think it
there's that
kind of
too.
slipped through. So it was kind of, I did keep on thinking, and this was one of those things, like, I guess I didn't know, oh, because you mentioned Ricochet pinning MVP. And A, I feel like you predicted that last week when we were doing the
Yeah, I mean,
show. It's, well, yeah, it's booking 101 also,
yeah,
like,
I mean, he sure shit ain't beating Bobby
Bobby
Lashley and Shelton ain't taking the pin from him. Well,
Lashley.
I guess Shelton would, but definitely not Bobby Lashley.
Yeah, Lashley has not taken that L.
No, and which is kind of dumb on his part to not lose to Ricochet. It's like it's Lashley should know better how stuff works, and maybe he doesn't trust Tony Khan. I don't know. So, it's like okay, but anyways,
So there was the Brodito stuff, and we already got the Moriarty and Page.
yeah, whatever. It's just I'm tired. I'm sick of this Kyle Fletcher nonsense. Oh, I didn't think he was ready, but he sure was ready. He lost, right? He wasn't ready. Well, he's going to be a star someday. Stop telling me he's going to be a star, because later on in the show, he comes out looking like a goofball. And well, I told you what Elise said, so you saw that. You saw I didn't really pick up on it, but she was in a mood and decided that he had that affliction. So
He does not speak well, in her opinion.
no, and it's like I guess it's his accent in that. So I'm tired of being told someone's the future. Remember when they did that to Drew McIntyre and it never worked? Remember when they did it to Rocky Maivia? That didn't work, by the way. It was when the people were like, fuck this guy. That's when it started becoming something. But with Kyle Fletcher, he's already a bad guy. So what do? Just let him keep being in the middle? Like,
Well, and another guy who was a champion who lost a match
yep.
because he was going for another championship.
A
It's just,
championship that he has that he's never defended.
he never defended that.
Not since he won it. So the point in that his promo that he said, I'm on track to be the greatest TNT champion ever. And it's like, is that being said on purpose because he hasn't defended it at all? I mean, that's gotta be it, right? Like they gotta know that's idiotic. It's idiotic. Now he may, I mean, maybe he did, but you tell me. And from what I read, he hasn't since he won it.
That's I think that is gonna go in the old Google search here.
Yeah. So, but yeah, it's I'm just tired of him. And at least they finally acknowledge the fact that Hologram is undefeated. So he's gonna be a dick and make him undefeated. He's gonna probably beat him because Clone or Klon or whatever is gonna come out and probably cost Hologram the match. Which won't matter because Kyle Fletcher will still be, declared the winner. But and he can brag that he took the undefeated streak away. Never mind that, it was done because of whatever. So,
AI always just so helpful these days. But not really. It says no solo
yeah.
title defenses
And there
though.
you go.
And I'm checking one other source, see if since the AI is a little bit sketchy here. Oh yeah, 'cause this is like a full listing. Oh yes, I forgot about this one. He defended at Forbidden Door against Takahashi.
Oh, okay. For the
Yep.
15 people that saw Forbidden Door, they'll know that happened. Okay.
oh
So.
okay, Collision. He beat Ishii.
Was that for the title?
Oh, see, now this is the problem.
Oh,
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, he's listed as champion for that Collision match with Ishii.
just because
And
he's the champion
then
doesn't mean he defended it, though. You know what I mean?
yes, it says TNT Championship over on the
Okay.
side here.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, 'cause he beat Rhodes on Collision 104, defended the championship the next week, and then defended it at Forbidden Door. So AI, you suck it, suck an egg, AI. He did defend the championship twice at
Well,
the end of the.
he's on track to be the greatest title. Jeez.
Oh well,
Oh, no.
yeah. That's still one of those things that
Yeah. The
it's one
title's so
where I kind of
irrelevant.
understand. It's just like, but it's where it's just like, oh well, you're supposed to hate them because they're being so braggadocious, but it's so just a part of pro wrestling. It's just eye-rolly if you've been watching for any length of time like us.
Yeah. And at the same time, it's also like, okay.
Yeah, two title defenses does not make you the
Yeah.
best, and
Two that you didn't know about. I mean,
yeah, and two guys from Japan, no one from really the main roster. And
Yeah.
then
Yes. Yeah.
you lost against the only real opponent that you've had
Yes.
in Adam Page.
Yeah. So it's like, okay. I'm tired of him. But it's also, it's because they have to use him. Like, there's no one else right now. They've got two, they have so many heels in the Don Callis family that he should be going against Takeshi. He should be going against, oh no, Okada. You know? Uh-oh.
You said the magic words, Don Callis, and
Yeah.
that's what got my eyes rolling. Just because, I mean, it's another one where the guy has this gigantic family, and I mean, on display again, this very AEW Dynamite, Hechicero and a bunch of other people. Oh, Okada, Takeshita, and Hechicero lose to Orange Cassidy, Hologram, and Mark Briscoe.
Yeah.
Like, huh?
Well,
Like,
okay.
especially with Hechicero taking another pin.
Well, that's all the
Why?
luchadors are for.
Yeah.
That's it. Like, what's his name? Beast Muertos. He don't win matches.
No, he doesn't.
The only guy I remember is Hologram. I guess Commander, but he was part of Ring of Honor, so he doesn't count.
Oh, yeah, and I
You
don't
know?
really count Bandido either. Since, same reasons where
That's what, yeah, that's what I
he's.
said.
Oh, I thought you said Commander.
Oh yeah, Commander too. No, yeah, I meant Bandito, by the way. Commander, I don't know where I got that name from. Commander, he was another one they signed, or was he in Ring of Honor?
I think he moved over to Ring of Honor at some point.
Okay, but it's like they bring these guys in. Oh, it's great, and I know he's not a luchador. Josh Alexander's another one. They bring all these guys in and job them out. They're jobbers now.
Or they don't give them anything to do,
Yeah.
which I mean, yeah, Josh Williams in that faction, but lost because he's in a 12, roughly 12-person family.
Yeah. And he's like, I've got all the greatest guys, great rush. Shut up. And again, I know it's supposed to drive you crazy, so it works, but it's also the wrong messenger, man. Now, I will say I got a kick
Oh.
out of
Oh
Orange
my God,
Cassidy's
come on.
reappearance. Oh
Boy,
man.
I guess I did not think that Wikipedia worked this fast, but they evidently they do. Takeshita, Fletcher, Trent Beretta, Lance Archer, Brian Cage, Mark Davis, Josh Alexander, Rocky Romero, Hechicero, Okada, Wardlow, an honorary member, Jeffrey Kavanaugh, who I don't know who
Who the hell is Jeffrey Kavanaugh?
is. I don't know. He's only an honorary member, though.
Okay. Yeah. Well, a bunch of those guys are hurt. So. Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7,
3 or 4 is
eight,
it.
nine, ten,
Like,
11. There are 11 of them. I
yeah,
was
like,
almost right. It's not
how
quite a
big was the
dozen.
Heenan family at one point? It was what? Hercules, Andre. No, Hercules, Big John Studd, King Kong Bundy. Who the hell else am I missing?
Well,
Somebody else.
since I know that
And then he had Haku. He had Andre the Giant. But I not all at the same time.
oh
So
yeah.
yeah, just it's too much. It's the wrong messenger. The only good part of that was Orange Cassidy appearing instead of one of his paintings. So
Oh,
cool. That's cool.
yeah, and Orange Cassidy being back is fun. That was one of those ones
Yes.
where backstage a little bit earlier, yeah, I think we've consistently said on this show, Mark Briscoe can be on my TV at pretty much any time on
Yes.
any weekly wrestling show, and I will be quite happy about it. But him making the old, like, bad 80s Orange You Glad joke. I'm just like, oh my gosh.
Mark Briscoe
A.
rules. That's why he can get away with that stuff, by the way. You know, like he can.
Oh, yes.
Mark Briscoe's allowed to get away with that stuff because that's who he is, and he just makes it fun.
Oh.
So cool. But the rest of them, like we were talking about, who's in the conglomeration? I don't care. It's Mark Briscoe should can be on his own. Willow's cute and fun, so she's okay with me. Orange, you know, we'll see. I thought he looked pretty small. Like, I guess having a pec and a shoulder injury, you know, you're not gonna be able to lift too much for a while. But he looked smaller to me. So we were arguing about that last night. But I still, it was good to see him back. But I know we mentioned like on the last show though, has his kind of style, you know, that's kind of gone in AEW. We're not getting that stuff much anymore. So
Oh.
it did stand out like, okay. But then I say that on a show that had at the end, which we won't jump to, but a guy with a flamethrower. So, okay, whatever.
Yeah,
But,
there aren't a lot of things to get to that we haven't really crossed off the list here, though, because
yeah,
we
well,
got Claudio and Powerhouse Hobbs.
just two guys smacking around. Schmoz finish. Good. It was good.
Fairly decent for what's supposed to be.
Yeah.
And then we got the big Tony Khan's announcement.
Well, we're also skipping MJF and Edge. I'm sorry, Adam Copeland. Both of them saying, I'm leaving. Hey, don't tune in. Don't tune in, gang. Two people you may like aren't going to be around for who knows how long. Now, we complain when people disappear. So I can't complain too much about this. But to blatantly say I'm leaving, like, okay.
I mean, it is kind of an interesting choice.
Yeah.
I thought it was kind of wild that there was speculation out there that maybe the Rated R Superstar is coming back for a one-off with John Cena. I'm like, I don't think that's happening, guys. Like,
Can you imagine the dumbassery involved in that rumor? Do you seriously think for 1 second Tony Khan is going to let Adam Copeland go to WWE so that they can make a gigantic moment, whatever, money for WWE?
A company that does not acknowledge them is pretty much the only wrestling company that the WWE does not acknowledge these days.
The only one they are actively counter-programming. Like, you've got to be a moron to think that would happen. Now, that being said, it's wrestling. You can never say never. But I'm pretty sure it's not happening. Like, how dumb is that? It's just, it is what it is. He left. Now, unless his contract's up, but it's like he left the end. That's not how it
Well,
works,
yeah.
man.
I mean, I think the biggest problem with that is, and to kind of go back to your original point about people needing to go away sometimes, it's weird when you have two of your biggest stars just off TV. And I don't feel like, when Kyle Fletcher is the next guy up, it's just like, guys, you guys are already missing Swerve and Will Ospreay, one for is definitely an extended time period. The other, I'm not quite sure how bad Swerve's injury is, honestly, but
I think it was an ACL. It was a knee, or it was something he had repaired. So that's not anytime soon.
okay,
Yeah.
yeah, did not know the extent of that one.
Yep.
So, okay, yeah, I mean, you're without both of them for an extended time period. It's just like, yeah, it seems like a not great time for two guys that you do have on the roster to take off.
Yeah.
Honestly,
And
because
that's.
they tried to make a big deal out of it because I guess offsetting that loss. We are another topic that I have skimmed across here. Jurassic Express is back next week, baby.
I got no problem with that. I saw the
Yeah.
moment, like they got back together. It made sense because wasn't it Luchasaurus that turned on him, right? Or did he turn on him? I don't
I
remember.
do believe Luchasaurus turned on him. To join Christian Cage.
Okay. So Jack Perry, as bad as he is, went back and rose, like resurrected him. So it's like, it doesn't fit logically because he came back to fight Christian's guys, but whatever.
Oh.
But it made sense. He came out, and it's like we forget how over they were as a tag team. And
Yeah, I'm not sure if I
no.
forget so much as AEW loves to kill their tag teams, and
Don't know what you're talking about. Nope. Yeah.
Jurassic Express is on that
Yes. And it's like,
list.
okay.
They just started to get over, and they're like, "Oh, we're gonna make Jack Perry a singles." And it's just like, huh?
Yep.
Like, you guys just made them champion. Like, what the fuck are you
Yeah.
doing over here?
Yeah. So it's like, all right, cool. FTR is going to need somebody to fight. The Young Bucks could fight them too. Especially if the Young
Oh,
Bucks seems like the feud.
I would have, considering that they were involved in the angle, I would imagine that they're going to be on the list,
Yeah, but it's like,
first on the list.
like this show really is like all encompassing of what AEW does after their big shows. They did a little bit better of a job showing what happened at the show, but they didn't really do anything to forward stuff. Like FTR comes out, talks shit, and then Willow comes out. And then goofy ass Mike Bailey and Kevin Knight come out to save her. I'm like, ugh. FTR is gonna fight them? Oh, God, no.
Yeah, it's something, I suppose.
Yeah, and then they did have. I feel like we're missing something else, but
I mean,
before we get to
okay.
the end with Statlander.
Oh boy. I don't know. There wasn't a whole lot else in between here. I don't think that 'cause yeah, we got the Kyle Fletcher stuff, conglomeration match, Willow stuff. Yeah, 'cause Speedball and them was actually backwards a little bit because we didn't really talk about FTR. And then yeah, it's Hangman and Adam Page. Yeah, no, we've pretty much covered it.
Okay. Well, then we get to then we did have that backstage interview with Chris Statlander. And I
Oh
immediately
yeah,
just
that was
went,
in there somewhere.
yeah, but I immediately went like, oh man, Stat, like the shock of her winning is justified. Like, really? And to see her like backstage getting overshadowed by Harley Cameron, who looks adorable with that little cat face, by the way. Like, I think it's the cutest thing ever. So And plus, she's fun.
Yeah, she's another one where it's just like she gets the entertainment aspect of things, like 100%.
Yeah.
Like yeah, like she. But yeah, the problem I didn't love about that was just like Statlander's the new champion. Like, why is she the background character, or at least the co-character in this
I think that
situation?
was to set up the end. Because, you know, she's going to be like the first thing she can do when they're in the ring, she's going to attack Harley Cameron and like join the Death Riders. I think that's what you're supposed to get out of that. Because she looked a little annoyed, but then kind of feigned, like, oh, okay, come on. Like, you're my friend. But then, yeah, like the last match with her and Mina, whatever, it's. I don't really
Yeah.
care for Mina Shirakawa's act. I don't know. And I'm also like,
Yeah, I guess I thought it was kind of entertaining, but she's lost her
Mojo, for sure.
number, yeah, she lost her number one play toy and Blakeman, and now Blake Monroe, formerly whatever her name was, because I'm already forgetting it. Mariah May,
Right.
and her not being able to play off Toni Storm doesn't help. Her character is just kind of this weird bimbo sex potty thing that I like. Yeah, obviously she can play it, but I guess it's one of those things with maybe it goes back to one of those basics of wrestling. Like, why am I supposed to think she's a champion when it's all jokes? And it's never, it's like she's never serious, really. It's just
Yeah, I mean,
like.
she like the one part I really hated in the match, and it's Statlander's fault too. Mina's standing on her legs and like pulls her legs back, and Chris Statlander's just going, oh, like waving like she's swimming. And Mina Shirakawa was like dancing while she's up there. And I'm like, this is a clearly easily move to get out of. Like, this is really killing this.
Oh.
I was like, I just don't like this. Like, it, again, I didn't mind the show. I think Chris hated it the most of all of us. But this one really
Oh, for
bothered
sure.
me. But then the whole thing was just a setup for the end of the show. That's all this was. Because I was like,
Yeah.
why is this last? And
And I also felt like I'm like, man, they're starting this match awfully early. Like, it was one of those things that, yeah, I'm looking at my phone as I'm watching. I'm like, man, there's 20 minutes left for this match. And yeah, it's because they needed like a 6 minute after match segment to fit in there.
yeah. And so,
It's why that match started so early. Like, because the match itself wasn't terribly long enough. 12, 11 and a half minutes, which is long enough, but
yeah, it's long enough, but it really was just a setup because they've been
yeah.
teasing this thing the whole time. They actually acknowledged the fact that she won with Wheeler Yuta's straitjacket pin.
Yep.
So there was that. And you know, then the whole teasing of, you know, Harley Cameron's in there like, why are you hugging Wheeler? Like, that's weird. And like, there's that old friendship between the two. So you're like, oh, okay, maybe this is actually leading to something. And then Moxley comes out and it's like, this isn't going to end well for her. Like, I never thought she was going to join. I thought that'd be too rushed, but I thought something bad was going to happen. And she outsmarted everybody. So it's like,
Oh.
my thing was like, we didn't have much of a reason to care about Statlander. But in that final segment, she clocks Wheeler Yuta, clocks Marina Shafir, turns around, flips off Jon Moxley to his face, and then gets out of Dodge. And I'm like, they just showed her as defiant and smart. So please don't ruin this momentum. It's like finally something for us to sink our teeth into Chris Statlander.
Well, yeah, and I mean that kind of in a lot of ways goes back to the women's tag team division
Right. Absolutely
championship.
unnecessary. I know. Yes.
Well, yeah, they can't get their women's singles division straight.
Right. Yeah.
You know, like, why do I have zero faith in, like, A, you have too many champions. I mean, we've definitely beaten that horse dead, and it's more than 6 feet deep at this point. It's like getting towards the molten core of the earth,
Yeah, of
how many
course.
times we've talked about it. But oh, hold on, dead horse territory. What was the dead horse territory? Oh yeah, the women's championship. Because yeah, like the Statlander win came out of nowhere. So I mean, this does give her a character, but I guess they might have the wherewithal to do some follow up with her. And Marina Shafir would be a good, first opponent. I still think her main problem is going to be she's going to be eating L's again. And she hasn't really won at all. She's just looked intimidating with the Death Riders and not had to actually wrestle.
So, but she can, they just never do. But,
Yeah.
and then, everyone's mad and Darby's music starts playing. And this crazy guy comes out with that flamethrower again. And my first thought was, this isn't safe. Like, I don't know. I'm sure they're like legitimate stage props. It's not something they put together backstage. It just seems like that's a canister of whatever fuel to make sure that thing runs. And I know they have like a backup spring inside so that flame can't go inside, right? But the thing's lit, man. He walks down the ringside. He's pointing at Moxley. And I'm like, there are people in the front row. Like, unless that's all it did was to act based on a citronella candle. But didn't he shot
That's got to smell terrible if it smells like a citronella candle.
it off. But it's like, they clearly showed it was real. Now, I didn't mind it because Darby's done this before. He's sticking to the character, and that's something I
Oh.
appreciate. And then he challenges the Moxley to an I Quit match. And it's like, with the threat of, if your guys come through, I'm burning them alive, which is just wild to think about. But I stick to my guns. That's his character. That works. And therefore, it works for me. And
Yeah, I'm with you. Like
yeah.
it is definitely in line with what Darby Allin has done in the past. So it is not really anything new. And yeah, I mean you can't have the good guy necessarily win the first matchup anyway. So
Yeah.
why
And I
not
really hope
give him a W at a later time?
this just came off the top of my head. I really hope that it comes down to Moxley won't give up. So Darby grabs Renee, he's going to set her on fire. And Moxley still won't give up. That'd be so awesome. Like Darby's like, well, shit, what am I going to do now? So I don't think that'd happen that way, but it'd be pretty funny. Yeah, I don't care. Burn her alive, whatever.
Yeah, I
There's plenty
forget
of ring rats.
who had that that awkward moment during this show. Because someone else with a marriage relationship came up and things got weird.
Was it
Although
Edge
I
and
it,
Beth or
no, because that wasn't really weird.
what, Marina and Roderick Strong? That was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, that was 2 weeks ago. I felt it was like and now I'm trying to remember what it was that set me off
MJF?
this week. Well, it has been pretty interesting that his wife is shown up as one of the backstage reporters ever since they got married.
Well, she was before, though. In all fairness, she was before.
Really? She was on TV? You sure?
Yeah, she's worked for him for a while.
Okay.
Yeah.
I honestly don't remember her,
I don't remember most
because
of them. So,
it's, is it Lexi Nair?
no, Alicia Tout.
No. The regular backstage woman, other than Renee. Yeah, because it wasn't anything about oh well, whatever. I don't
Oh my,
care
well.
that. Well, I don't care enough about the whole
Yeah. Like the
marriage
prominent
thing. Yeah.
backstage interviewers are Renee and Alicia Tout. And then, yes, there are other interviewers with Dasha Gonzalez, who I think is gone. And then Lexi Nair.
Oh,
Yes.
okay.
Yes. I think that was
I
Lexi
guess.
Nair.
I really don't remember a tout at all,
Yeah.
being on it. I just really
Yeah.
remember
Lexi
it
Nair,
being Lexi.
stood out. She stands out. But yeah. But I think she's married to Big Cass, I believe.
Oh yeah, she is.
Okay.
I do remember
Oh,
him
interesting.
mentioning that
All these
sometime
wrestlers,
recently.
they used to bang ring rats, and now they're just taking all the backstage interviewers. It's like, okie dokie. And well, we can wrap the show up with this.
I think that, yeah, that can be another off-air one.
Oh no, I'm gonna say it like this. And much to everyone's surprise, Stephanie Vaquer and Miles Osborne, right? Riley Osborne? The hell's that
No,
guy's name?
Miles Bourne.
Miles Bourne. See, I got Riley Osborne on the brain. I don't know why. So yeah, they're dating. What a shock that was. And
Yep.
yeah.
Yep.
So
That was something.
yeah.
That was something.
So now we can all hate Miles Bourne. So, yes.
Oh man. Well,
Oh, he wasted no time too. She hasn't even been there a year.
yeah.
I wouldn't either. So good for him.
Yeah. Congratulations
Yeah.
to him. Bell time beer on my end here. Loose Ends Brewing Company, Complex Speculation, Fruited Sour. This one's from Centerville, Ohio. Yeah, I haven't really had a lot of their stuff, but this one's a little bit on the sweet side. There's a lot of Madagascar vanilla beans in here, and also some graham cracker, which does bring a little bit of sweetness. And of course, there is a little bit of the punch-y blueberry flavor in there. It's a pretty decent brewery. Have not been there a lot myself, but is near the in-laws, so I picked up some beers relatively recently at their location. So yeah, should one happen to find themselves in the Dayton, Ohio area, feel free to stop in at Loose Ends Brewing. They have some pretty solid beers from what I've gotten to taste. So at DeFrango11, he is at Granny Maze, Brandon's at Stunt Granny. Rate and review us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, and download us at other places like iHeartRadio and YouTube Music. Have a good night, grandkids.
That again.